Illicit brewing. Narok County Commissioner Kipkech Losiesha has warned public servants operating premises selling alcoholic drinks that they risk losing their jobs. Losiesha reiterated that security officers have beefed up the fight against illicit brewing and the public servants are supposed to be in the front line to fight the illegal drinks. How can a public servant, who is supposed to be a good example to the members of the public, be running alcoholic premises? They either choose to remain in the service or quiet to run the businesses, he underscored. He said this after leading a crackdown on illicit brews and second-generation alcohol at Majengo Estate, where 3 people were arrested, 10 liters of Bissar and 10 liters of Chang'an destroyed. The 3 arrested were consuming suspected second-generation alcohol and were booked at Narok Police Station as they await to be arraigned in court. Losiesha also announced that all vehicles plying along the roads in the county were being inspected to confirm they were not transporting illicit brew. He raised concern over a new trend where businesspeople in the liquor industry have shifted their businesses to their private residential homes, making it harder for the security agencies to notice. However, the CC noted that they will employ more intelligence that will lead to the arrest of those operating in their private homes. At the same time, the commissioner commended the operators who have shut down their businesses that were not licensed and have opted for alternative businesses. We are aware that some people have shifted to other businesses that can give them a better return and are lawful. We are encouraging all those who are operating illegal businesses to follow suit and do meaningful jobs that will earn them an income, he said. The intensive crackdown follows a visit by the Interior Cabinet Secretary Kithure Kidiki, who called on the security team to tighten up measures to curb illegal drinking dens.